November 20, 1914. The Great War is only the beginning of the chastisements. The state of victim of Louisa is linked to the events of the world. Divine will and love must form in Louisa, just like in Jesus, his passion and therefore his life. I was feeling very afflicted because of the privations of blessed Jesus and, even more, for the chastisements which are currently pouring down upon earth, and about which many times Jesus had spoken to me many years before. It really seems to me that, during so many years in which he has kept me in bed, we have been sharing the weight of the world, suffering and working together for the good of all creatures. It seems to me that the state of victim, in which adorable Jesus had placed me, bound all the creatures together, between me and him. There was nothing that Jesus would do, nor chastisement he would send, without letting me know. And in the meantime, I would behave with him in such a way that he would either reduce the chastisement by half, or not send it at all. Oh, how I grieve at the thought that Jesus may have drawn all the weight of the creatures upon himself, leaving me aside, as if unworthy to work together with him. But there are more afflictions. In the darting little visits that he makes, he keeps telling me that the wars and the scourges which are occurring now are still nothing, while it seems that they are too much. That other nations will go to war, and not only this, but that they will wage war against the church, attack sacred people and kill them. How many churches will be profaned? In reality, for about 2 years I have omitted writing about the chastisements which Jesus very often showed to me. Partly because they were repetitions, and partly because writing about chastisements hurts me so much that I just cannot continue. However, one night, while I was writing what he had told me about his most holy will, and having skipped what he had told me about the chastisements, Jesus reproached me sweetly and told me, "Why didn't you write everything?" And I, my love, it didn't seem necessary to me. Moreover, you know how much I suffer. And Jesus, my daughter, if it were not necessary, I wouldn't have told you. Furthermore, since your state of victim is linked to the events that my providence disposes on the creatures, and since this link between you, myself and the creatures, as well as your sufferings in order to prevent chastisements appear from your writings, this gap would be noticed. This would appear as clashing and incomplete, and I do not know how to do clashing and incomplete things. Shrugging my shoulders, I, bad one, said, "It is too hard for me to do this." And then, who is going to remember everything? Jesus added smiling, "And if after your death I will put in your hands a pen of fire in purgatory, what will you say?" So, that's why I made up my mind to mention the chastisements. I hope that Jesus will forgive my omission, and I promise to be more diligent in the future. Now I go back to say that, as I was very afflicted, Jesus came and, in order to cheer me, took me in his arms and told me, "My daughter, be of good cheer. One who does my will is never apart from me. Rather, she is together with me in the works that I do, in my desires, in my love, she is together with me in everything and everywhere. Even more, I can say that since I want everything for me, affections, desires, etc. of all the creatures, if I don't have them, I remain around the creatures with the attitude of making a conquest. So, finding the satisfaction of my desires in the soul who lives in my will, my desires rest within her, my love takes rest in her love, and so on with all the rest." Then he added, "I gave two great things which, as one could say, formed my own life. My life was my will and my love. I enclosed everything in these two points, divine will and love. This will and this love carried out my life within me, and accomplished my passion. I want from you nothing but this, that my will be your life, your rule, and that you do not escape from it in anything, either small or big. This will and this love will carry out my passion in you. The closer you will be to my passion, the more you will love me and will feel my passion in you. If you let my will and my love flow as life within you, my passion will flow in you as well. You will feel it flowing in each one of your thoughts, in your mouth, you will feel your tongue being soaked in it. Your word will come out as warmed by my blood, and you will speak eloquently about my pains. Your heart will be filled with my pains. Every expression of your being will carry the mark of my passion, and I will keep repeating to you, always, here is my life, here is my life. I will delight in making you surprises, narrating to you now one pain, now another one, which you haven't heard or understood yet. Aren't you happy?